Let's check the markets with Joe Camp at AgriVisor. No give backs really from wheat or corn after Friday's move, so I guess that alone could be a positive sign.
That's right. To see corn and wheat a little bit firmer here to start off the new week is a good thing to build on that momentum from Friday's trade. It was a short session on Friday, so there was a really lightly traded session to watch on Friday, and that was in part why we saw a big move to the upside snowball for corn and wheat. But as you mentioned, to hold on to those gains and to build just slightly upon them, at least for corn, heading into the noon hour here on the first session of the new week and the first session of the new month, that's a good sign. Soybeans, not quite so lucky, a little bit lower here yet. They're facing some technical pressure after the recent slide and also some negativity still surrounding U.S. trade, U.S.-China trade talks. The latest has been a little bit negative there. The Chinese side saying, for one, we need to have the tariffs reduced or eliminated before we strike a phase one deal. And two, we need to have from the U.S. a sort of change in stance in trying to demand a certain amount of U.S. agricultural purchases included as part of the deal. So that's a negative both for the prospects of a deal, and if we were to have a deal, it would be a little bit bearish for grains in general because the deal may not include an actual dollar amount commitment from the Chinese. We would still expect, though, large Chinese purchases to follow from a U.S.-China trade deal, so we're watching closely to see if that does develop. The Chinese would be big buyers of soybeans and pork, but they could also be purchasers, too, of other grains like corn and wheat, also corn products in a bigger way like DDGs. Still keeping an eye on that as we head into the new year of 2020.
Joe Camp at AgriVisor.